Second pack of Sukkah Mishnah Beis. Hatzamas Lukasa Bekari Amita Sheira. The person turns over a bed and he supports the Sukkah by the bed, legs of the bed, it's kosher, according to Tanakama. If you take away the bed and the tzvach will fall, it is possible. This is once again Rabbi Yehuda Lashitosa that holds the Sukkah is Zeris Keva and since the bed is a temporary structure that's just made to move from one place to the next, the Sukkah is possible. Yeah. Some learn from here a concept of what we mentioned before, Maimed, the Dovish, Makapal Tumah. You're now allowed to rest your Tzvach directly on something which is Makapal Tumah. As we said before, Lachatchila, we are mastered on this. Sukkah Amuduv Leles. A Sukkah which the Tzvach is not on the same layer. There's some of the Tzvach branches are on one height and other ones are a little bit higher up. Shetzilosa Merub Mechamosa. And if the makes more shade than sunshine going through, it's kosher. The chiddush over here is that even though miduv lelis, if you look at each layer, each level, you won't have enough tzach. We still combine the two levels. There's no halacha that all the tzach has to be on the same level. As long as tzach akol, the sun will be on top of it, it will prevent the sun from coming in. I'm moving him in bayis. It is very thick, like a roof. Even though it's so thick that you cannot see the stars, it is kosher. You might have a very thick tzach. We mentioned before, if it's made in a permanent fashion that rain can't come in, that's already a problem.